privilege to be in the presence of the Lord, and what a great thrill to see each one of you. Some of you are aware there is some sickness going around, and so we want to be in prayer for those that are fighting sickness. I know of at least three that said, I'll be worshiping from home, but I'll be trying to keep everybody else from getting what I got, and I get that, but we want to keep those folks in our prayers, amen. And then because we have come out, we want to hear from God and respond to the presence of God, and he has something for us. Matthew 6 and verse 33, a familiar passage of scripture that will help us launch into a little series over the next few weeks that will help us have a little bit of direction as a church for the new year that is upon us. Matthew 6 and 33 from the New King James Version. Why don't we read it out loud together? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Praise God. I want to speak from this simple thought, kingdom first. Kingdom first. Let's ask the Lord to speak to us together. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this wonderful privilege to be with your people. Thank you so much for this opportunity, oh Lord. Hallelujah. I honor you and praise you, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. I honor you, Jesus. I glorify you, Jesus. I give you praise today. Can you say in Jesus' name? Lord bless you. You may be seated. If you are a guest here today, we're so thankful that you're here. We will take time to pray at the end of this service. If you have a need or know of a need, we encourage you to come and receive from the Lord. By the time this little series is over, just a few weeks, I would like to have you be able to answer these questions. They're not very complicated, but they are something to be thoughtful about. In terms of this passage, seek first the kingdom of God. What does it mean to seek? What does it mean to seek in this context, first the kingdom of God? What is God's kingdom? I'd like for you to be able to think about that and maybe come up with an answer even beyond what I might share or others might share. What about in your own Bible study, maybe even as simple as a Google search for the kingdom of God? I would be curious what you come up with. But even beyond Google, let's get in the Word and be able to answer the question, what is God's kingdom? And then what is the evidence that God is first in all of our seeking? What is the evidence that God is first in all of our seeking? And then finally, what is the context of this command? Which may be the easiest part of this answer, because we can look at the verses before and after and almost immediately get a sense for at least a little bit of what the Lord is saying through his word. One translation of Matthew 6, I'm going to go back up to verse 31. It says, so don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. I think most of us know enough about the Bible that we're not just supposed to be disheveled and sitting around without any clothes on and not even trying to attend to basic needs. That's not really what the Lord is speaking about, but he is speaking to the anxiety and also the priorities of life that sometimes get us caught up in everything that is involved in being successful in this world. And I don't mean successful in a bad way, just surviving, perhaps even thriving as part of life. So he's basically saying that's how unbelievers live. They are dominated by all of the things that are impacting them in this present world. He said, instead, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, live right in the sight of God, and he will give you everything you need. I looked at many translations, so hopeful that one would say, he will give you everything you want. And I could not find it. But I have to say that just because he doesn't give me what I want doesn't mean he doesn't give me what I need. He is an awesome God. Little bit of a hack to get through this little Bible study quicker. The Bible says we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And yet we look at that passage not as like a push the button, get what you want from God, like he's a vending machine. No, we know that everything we go through, whether it's success or suffering, he will use it all to help us become like him. How cool is that? You know, we're all going to have some successes. We're all going to have some suffering. But as children of God, we can seek him first. And he will provide us with what we need. He goes on to say, so don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. So you might have some trouble today, so don't get all stressed out about tomorrow. You got enough to deal with just dealing with today. Again, that doesn't mean we don't make plans for the future, but we don't allow ourselves to become eat up with anxiety over these things. So we know the context when the Lord says, seek the kingdom of God above all else. He's in the middle of talking about money, priorities, and anxiety. And so God's anecdote for his people, so we won't approach those areas of life like unbelievers do, is that we will seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now, I think we would agree that seeking the kingdom of God first probably is going to be a blessing to God. It's his kingdom. If he can get a bunch of us rallied up about what matters to him, then his cause is going to advance. But how many of you know God good enough to know that if he's going to benefit from us doing his will, we are for sure going to benefit from doing the will of God when we make him our priority? And so I would like for this simple thought, kingdom first, kingdom first, to be our focus as a church family as we move forward into 2026. Now, I believe that there are many promises attached to this simple principle for individuals, for families, and for our church family as we seek him first. And again, I know there's a lot of promises we could latch on to, but this one is pretty outstanding. Seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these other things you're worried about, God's going to take care of them. Doesn't mean you can quit your job and lay on the beach, but you've got a God who's partnering with you as you seek what matters to him. He's seeking for your well-being and at the very most, your purpose, the purpose he has for you being fulfilled. That's his promise for all of us. How about think about it this way? When God promises us that if we seek him first, he will give us everything we need. If we do the seeking, God will do the adding. And there are so many times we feel like we lack so much and we get caught up with the anxiety connected with that. But why not just believe if I will seek him, he will follow through on his promise to us. Now, here's something that has troubled me because I know that I resemble this remark. Many things that we do as believers may or may not be kingdom priorities. I can say as a pastor and someone that's lived for God for a while, there are some things that I do that I have to go back after doing this little Bible study and reevaluate. Is this a kingdom priority? Is this part of God's mission for my life? Is this the reason why he knew me before the womb and he has a destiny for me? And I want to say this because I think it's equally true. Many things we can do as a church may or may not be kingdom priorities. And so we've got to get in the Word. We've got to get in prayer and fasting as individuals and together as a church family. Are we really seeking your kingdom first? And as we look at how we live and what we do, are we truly giving ourselves to kingdom priorities? So we are going to seek the kingdom first. Prayer is going to help that. Fasting is going to help that. Being in the Word is going to help that. We're going to do it together as a church family, but each of us are going to do it individually because we know if I seek him first, he's got some blessings for me. He's got a purpose for me. In the book of Ezra, we see Ezra calling on people to pray and fast for a unique reason. They are allied against a force that is working against them. And so this is what Ezra said, Ezra 8. Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava that we might humble ourselves before God to seek from him the right way for us and our little ones and all our possessions. Part of prayer and fasting is humbling ourselves and acknowledging, I don't really know if I'm seeking you first. I don't really know if I'm doing it your way. And now I can sense that there is an attack against my family. He said, even my little ones, our children. There is an enemy of our soul that would love to destroy all of us. And so we pray and we fast. God, show us the right way so that we can seek you first. He even said, you know, I was a little bit ashamed. I knew I could have went to the king and said, King, I know you've given us favor, but there's an enemy attacking us. But he thought, and this is in that same passage, he said, I had already told the king, the hand of our God is upon all those for good who seek him, but his power and his wrath are against all those who forsake him. So we fasted and entreated our God for this, and he answered our prayer. Ezra said, you know, I could find some human assistance and human direction. I could get a solution for this situation that's from my own human ingenuity, and there's a place for that. But he said, I've already kind of broadcast to some people that I've got a God that answers prayer, that I've got a God that's leading me, I've got a God who's got his hand on me, and I'm facing an enemy, so I've got to make a decision. Either I'm going to try to work this out in my own way, or I'm going to seek him through prayer and fasting, knowing that he's promised that all these things will be added unto me. Praise the name of the Lord. So I believe that every family, every individual, and certainly our church can be blessed as we seek the Lord with prayer and fasting. And so many of you are doing that even right now. But not just to be religious, but to say, God, show us your way. Show us your will. We want your kingdom to be first. Amen. Jesus said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Can I say it this way? Kingdom thirst will lead to kingdom first. One of the great things about prayer and fasting is after enough of you pulling away from the world, and spending more time in the Word, it's amazing more prayer will lead to a desire for more prayer. More of the word will lead to a desire for more of the word. And so if you really want the kingdom first, you've got to have a kingdom thirst. And that can only be developed by having a hunger and a thirst for righteousness. Now, you can look up here and you know I may not be an authority on a lot of things, but I am an expert at eating. I am really good at it. But I can tell you, my wife is an amazing cook. I'm surrounded. My mother-in-law is an amazing cook. My mom is an amazing cook. My daughter has become an amazing cook. And I have had the privilege to sit at the table after they've worked real hard to prepare a meal for all of us that were in attendance. And I'm telling you, it was super delicious. But if on the way home, I grab myself a couple of Big Macs, I grab myself a couple of large fries, I can sit down at the table in front of the most beautiful meal, the greatest healthy meal, the most delicious meal, and I'm not hungry and thirsty for anything. If you can unplug from the world just a little bit, if you can turn off the world just a little bit, you might find that your soul is hungry and thirsty for righteousness. I'm not just talking philosophy. I know what it's like to fill my life, not with sin, but with stuff, with distractions, with entertainment. But it's amazing. Every time I realize none of this is healthy for my soul, let me put it aside. Let me get in the Word. Before you know it, I'm hungry for a little bit more prayer, a little bit more of the Bible, a little bit more of church. What's going on? Kingdom thirst leads to kingdom first. And that's what God has for us. About 25 years ago, I began to observe how God was leading this church. He had led this church for many years before that. But as I look back during that season, I know that God has called us to serve Him together. Some of you have been around a long enough time to remember us talking about serving our generation by the will of God. And so we launched into that together, and God blessed us. Then some of you will remember the very first time that you heard someone say, come on, let's love Jesus, let's love people, let's love missions. Believe it or not, we have talked about that for 10 years around here. And so I believe that God has called us to serve our generation. God has called us to love Jesus and love people and love mission. I believe when we started talking about Go Time a few years ago, that was absolutely the will of God and remains a part of God's plan for His church. Can I say this with all of my heart? Every time we serve in our community, we are answering the call of God. Every time we assist our partner churches, we are answering the call of God. Every time some of you will gather together, ring a doorbell, a neighbor opens up, and you pray on the doorstep there with a total stranger, you are fulfilling the call of God. Every time you give to missions, you are answering the call of God. It's going to sound crazy, but when you take an envelope and give to Christmas for Christ, I believe we are responding to the call of God. All of our efforts have to be more than even our response to the call of God. They have to be motivated by His kingdom first. I heard a preacher recently say, and it kind of shocked me because I had never prayed this way, never. When he said it, I started praying this way. He said, I have to pray, Jesus, purge my motives so that my motives are not about me, my motives are about you. Because we can be doing all the right things and miss the kingdom of God because our motives are not aligned with His will. Or we haven't prayed and fasted enough to know that what we're doing is not just what's good to do or feels right to do, but we have heard from God how he wants us to advance his kingdom. Could you close your eyes and raise a hand and say, Jesus, I want to seek first your kingdom. I don't want to just be committed to religious activity. I want to seek first your kingdom. I don't want to just do a bunch of things around the church that are good to do. I want to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Can you say in Jesus' name? It hurts me to say this because some of y'all might take it the wrong way. And then we're going to be in trouble, Brother Mark. So if it happens, you can blame me. If everything that we're doing, everything I mentioned, is just another program from the church, then it's possible that we can miss the mark, we can miss the purpose and the blessing of seeking first the kingdom of God. I don't think that we have missed the mark, but I do think we need to reevaluate. Am I seeking first his kingdom? Praise God. Jesus said, I'm just going to read it. It's not very comfortable to even read, but it's important to see the emphasis that he placed upon his kingdom. He said to someone, follow me. That person said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. Now listen, Jesus wept when Lazarus died. So our Savior is not insensitive to caring for those that are suffering because of loss. But he's trying to teach a principle. The kingdom of God is more important than anything else. That's the principle that he's teaching. And another said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are not at my house. But Jesus said to him, no one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Of all the ways that God has called us as individuals and as a church, the greatest call that rests upon every believer is a call to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. He said, the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. John 3, Jesus said, most assuredly, I say unto you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. The purpose of salvation is not just to have your ticket to heaven. That's a wonderful benefit to being saved. But the real purpose is he has given us access to the kingdom of God. We are not born again into a religion. We are not saved into church programs. We have entered into the kingdom of God. And whatever you do personally or whatever we do collectively as the people of God, it has to revolve around the revelation. I am advancing the kingdom of God. I might just be cleaning a toilet, but I'm advancing the kingdom of God. I might just be welcoming someone to church for their very first visit, but I am advancing the kingdom of God. And if I cannot get a hold of that kind of motivation and mentality, this is where we're going to get in trouble. You're probably better off not to serve at all, because the kingdom of God is more important to Jesus than heaven view. The kingdom of God is why God came to earth as a man. He robed himself in flesh. He walked upon this earth. And I tell you what, the devils were flipping out because they knew that the kingdom of God would ultimately be established at the end of the age. But here we are in the middle of the human story and God shows up. And he's like, all you devils have been messing around with my planet.
And I'm going to just give you a little taste of what's about to happen, because while you're running around and causing all kinds of evil and all kinds of heartache and you're destroying the lives of people, let me tell you, the kingdom of God has come and it's forming and it's becoming a massive movement. And at the last day, when the trumpet sounds, the devil's going to get a complete revelation that there is a King of Kings. There is a Lord of Lords. And his name is Jesus. I don't have this scripture in my notes, but at one point Jesus said, if I cast out a devil, you ought to know the kingdom of God has come to you. He opened blind eyes. He raised the dead. The kingdom of God. We were getting just a little snapshot. He didn't open every person with blinded eyes. He didn't raise everyone that was dead. No, because all he was doing was giving us a picture of the kingdom of God. That's why sometimes we go through things and we're like, oh my goodness, if my God is all that, why am I going through this? You know why? Because it's really all about his kingdom. And there are some times that he knows through success you'll advance his kingdom. Other times he knows that through suffering you'll advance his kingdom. But what he needs you to do is just believe that seeking the kingdom of God first is more important than my comfort, more important than my dreams, more important than all my other aspirations. All I know is I have a God that is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I've been born again into his kingdom. I'm going to live for him. I'm going to seek him first. Praise God. We've heard this before. I've heard this before, but we don't always think about it. I don't always think about it. But how many of you would agree, you don't have to raise your hand, but just do like a nod, like that you are actually not of this world? A few people nodding. Nodding off? No. How many of you would believe, this is a little bit of a stretch, that you're actually an ambassador from another world? Sure. That's really what's happening here. That's why when we sing "This World Is Not Our Home," we get a little bit excited, because we realize, and sometimes we don't realize, but in that moment we realize, my goodness, I don't care how bad it gets, I'm just an ambassador here. Now, I know most ambassadors leave their country and come to another country. In our case, we're in another country, but soon we'll be leaving to our own country. But we are still ambassadors. Praise the name of the Lord. But if we do church missions, if we love Jesus and love people and love missions, but we forget we are ambassadors. If we serve our generation by the will of God, but we forget we are ambassadors. If we get involved in every opportunity as God calls us to minister to lost people, encourage saved people, but we forget we are ambassadors, we will lose the blessing and the promises of God. It's important to have a kingdom mindset and a kingdom motivation. Whatever I'm doing, I am seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I am a kingdom representative. My God, his name is Jesus. He's the king of the country where I'm headed, and he has placed me here almost like an embassy. This church is just one outpost, and there are many others where we represent the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And everything we do as strangers of this world is just to advance his kingdom. Advance. It's like our king, and I hope I don't get in trouble with, you know, the government for saying this. Our king is slowly taking over every nation, every tribe, every tongue. He's not taking over with guns and missiles. He's taking over by pouring out his spirit upon all flesh, and his kingdom is living through his people. Praise the name of the Lord. That's why when we pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We are seeking for God's kingdom to be established here like it is in heaven. That's our mission. That's our priority. We are seeking His kingdom first. But you know what? There is a whole lot of pressure in this world to forget that we are not of this world. And part of it is life, but part of it is the devil. I think he knows who we are. I think he knows what we have. And I think he knows if we let the Spirit of God work through us, all of a sudden this one's going to be added to the kingdom of God, and this one's going to be added to, and this loved one that I thought I'd given up on but I kept on praying, they're going to be added to the kingdom of God, and this co-worker that used to get on my nerves because of my faith, all of a sudden they're going to be have a change of heart, they're going to be added to the kingdom of God. So don't you know the devil is doing everything he can to get us caught up with the cares of this life? Man, he's pretty good at it, isn't he? Some people fall because of sin. And I want to just throw out a word about that. The Bible says, love not the world or the things in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. This doesn't happen too often, but occasionally an ambassador with a lot of tenure, a seasoned saint, will fall away from Christian convictions because they've started to forget they are an ambassador. And instead of standing for him, they blend in with them. And now everything that looks like the world and acts like the world and live like the world, maybe there's a way I can serve Jesus and have the world too. But my brothers and sisters, there's no Bible for that. And our young people especially, we've got to be careful, because it's so easy for us to be captivated by the fads and the fashions and all that this world says is beautiful and will make you successful. And oh my goodness, try this and you'll be so happy. Can I tell you, the world is passing away. The fashions of this world are passing away. Everything the world calls beauty is going to pass away. Everything that influences all of us, puts so much pressure on us, it's passing away. Don't be led astray from the kingdom of God by the lust of the flesh, by the lust of the eyes, by the pride of the pride of life. Come on, there is a struggle, there is a battle, but you're an ambassador. You've got the King of Kings in your soul. You are one of those he has commissioned to seek his kingdom first. Praise the name of the Lord. But if the enemy can't destroy you with sin, he'll destroy you with worry, with disappointment, with frustrations. If he can't destroy you with sin, he'll destroy you with success and a love for things. And before you know it, being an ambassador is not the first priority. Seeking his kingdom first is not the first priority. And so Jesus says, don't worry about these things, what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to wear. And at first we're like, are you telling us like we don't have to worry about how we're, well, don't let that become your priority. Are you telling us we shouldn't make plans for the future? No, but don't make that your obsession. Seek first the kingdom of God. And in every season of life, in every station of life, in the success and in the suffering, kingdom first. How can I advance the kingdom of God in this situation? How can I advance the purpose of God with this suffering, with this success, with this blessing, with what feels like a curse? I'm not going to get captivated by my situation or this world. I'm going to seek first the kingdom of God. Amen. The musicians would come. Seek the kingdom of God first. Pray the kingdom of God first. Think the kingdom of God first. Serve the kingdom of God first. Submit to the kingdom of God first. In every situation, pray. How can the kingdom of God advance in me and through me in this moment. And I'm not saying just praying and then take your best shot. I'm saying hear from God. He's your king. Hey, we're in the embassy here, the embassy of heaven. If it looks like the enemy's surrounding us, somebody get on the phone and call the king. What do we do now? You better send in some special forces. And he's not going to leave us there to die, I'll just tell you. I'm asking us to be a people of prayer just because we know he's called us to advance his kingdom, and we can't do it in our own flesh. We can't do it with our best programs. We can't do it with great music or loud preaching. We can't do it with all the things that some people rely on. Only way we can do it is by seeking first the kingdom of God. When you pray, when you fast, maybe you're doing a little bit extra at the start of the year, would you pray, how can I seek the kingdom of God first on my job? How can I make decisions in my job that advance the kingdom of God? How can I seek the kingdom of God with my education, my goals, and with the process? Jesus, I can't just be caught up with these things. I've got to be seeking you first. Because the kingdom of God is not just Sunday and Wednesday. The kingdom of God is wherever you are. Because the kingdom of God is within you. And so how can you represent the kingdom of God? Pray, how can I seek the kingdom of God first with my giftings, with my talents, with my blessings? How can I seek the kingdom of God first with my time, with my money? I know so many of you believe in tithing and offering, giving to missions. If you don't, would you pray, Jesus, how can I seek your kingdom first with my money? It'd change everything about your life. I know we don't give to receive, but is there anybody that'd be bold enough to raise their hand and say, you know what, God's been good to me because I put his kingdom first? There's a lot of hands going up. And maybe not every hand went up that could have went up, but you know what? If you're afraid your hand couldn't have gone up, let this be the year that you just pray, Jesus, how can I seek you first with my time and with my money? In other words, like the one translation says, Matthew 6:33, seek the kingdom of God above all else. You say amen. When Jesus walked on this earth, the kingdom of God was with us. But since he has filled us with his spirit, the kingdom of God is within us. And ultimately, when he wraps all this up soon and very soon, we're all going to live in the kingdom of God. And you know what's going to be great about the kingdom of God? The king is going to reign supreme. He is going to be king of everything. But now, in this part of the process, every time we yield to the Spirit, we're advancing the kingdom of God. And I think it goes back to Lucifer in heaven saying, I will be like the Most High. And man, he got kicked out of heaven real fast with that kind of mentality. But now every time you and I have a choice, I will do it my way. No, I will do it God's way. You advance the kingdom of God. Oh, what a privilege we have to seek the kingdom of God first. When we resist his word, when we don't yield to his spirit, he's not a dictator. So in those moments when he doesn't reign in our hearts, there's no way he can bless us with the blessings of the kingdom. And so he's waiting on us to just say to him with our actions, you are not just my Savior, you are my Lord. Because wherever he reigns, that's where his kingdom works. So our prayer is, Jesus, reign in me. Could you stand and raise your hands and say, Jesus, reign in me. Be the King of Kings in my life. Jesus, my prayer, as a result of just thinking about this and praying about this and considering this, is what does King Jesus want from me today? And if he gives me tomorrow and it becomes today, what does King Jesus want from me today? And then if I'm facing a situation where I am blessed abundantly, I will look at all those blessings and say, Jesus, you're my King. Why have you blessed me with all of this? How can I advance your kingdom with these things? And if I am taken into a valley of the shadow of death and I suffer great loss, I know I will be just like anyone else and say, why, God? But I hope it's followed up with a little thought. How can I advance your kingdom in this pain? How can I advance your kingdom in this disappointment? Because everything that feels like it's choking me right now, it's just this world that will soon pass away. But I'm an ambassador here, and you allow me to go through this trial so that I could advance your kingdom. What does King Jesus want from me? How can I seek him first? In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Would you just pray for a moment right where you are? And if they could bring the prayer list, that will help us just get ready to pray. We won't start praying just yet, Brother Bibb. Just give me a moment, but we'll get ready and we'll do that first thing. Would you just pray in the Spirit just for a moment so our hearts can receive what God is doing? We need Spirit and truth right now. The Word of God works, but it works when our heart, the soil of our soul, is seasoned by the Spirit. Come on, grace and truth need to meet together right now. Say in Jesus' name. I don't want you to sing this. I'm just using this as an example. I was walking around the house thinking about Jesus reigning, and I started singing, and he shall reign forever and ever and ever, and he shall reign. I mean, I felt like it was Christmas all over. And I want you to realize, if you're in the valley of the shadow of death, he still reigns. He still reigns. You might be here and you've started this year off with so many blessings. Celebrate that. It's him reigning that makes those blessings worth anything, because now you can use every blessing for his kingdom. So there's so many people here, and we've only got about 7 minutes. But whatever your need is, whatever your prayer is, or if you're just coming to worship, praise him, whatever you're going to say to God, would you confirm, I know you reign, and I'm giving you my life, I'm giving you my family, I'm giving you my future. Go ahead and come, just for a few moments. We got music practice starting in about 7 minutes. Some of you that can help us pray with a prayer list first thing. But let's all come and let's just acknowledge, you reign over my life. You reign over my family. You reign over my health. You reign over my job situation. You reign over sickness. Jesus, these precious people that are fighting sickness right now, some in the hospital and some at home, you reign, you reign, you reign. God, every brother or sister that's going through a crisis in their family, you reign, Jesus. And I'm a part of your kingdom on my best day, on my worst day. Is there anybody that can say, I am an ambassador of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and I am not ashamed. He reigns. I'm not ashamed. He reigns. I'll be different. I'll look different. I'll live different. different because he reigns. I'm not going to fit in with all my co-workers because I'm a part of a kingdom here. Oh, yes. They don't dress in our kingdom like they dress in this kingdom. They don't talk in his kingdom like they talk in this kingdom. Somebody near you and just pray a simple prayer. Jesus, let the kingdom of God advance through my brother. Let the kingdom of God advance whatever they're going through, whatever they're facing, the good, the bad, the ugly. Let the kingdom of God advance. God, where there's setbacks, let the kingdom of God advance. Where there's miracles, let the kingdom of God advance. Lord Jesus, reign in my brother, reign in my sister, reign in their home, reign in their family, reign for their future. Lord Jesus, reign. Lord Jesus, reign. Be the King. Be the King of Kings.